Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us today Debbie O'Hara, and she writes for newswithviews.com. Now, she's a housewife, and that's enough of a job for most people, a mother, and she keeps pretty busy there. But she wants to do something about what's going on, and so she writes wonderful articles. And if you don't go to newswithviews.com on the Internet and pull down their articles, you're missing really some of the best articles that you'll find any place. But Debbie's a regular writer there, and recently she had an article about Christianity and the Christian influence on America, and of course really what's happening as far as a Christian influence. So I asked Debbie to come on because America was founded by Christians on Christian principles. Certainly 200 years ago, nobody questioned America was a Christian nation. Why? Because the only way you could have a nation where men would be free would be to have moral people. And there's just sort of William Penn had said so well, those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. But if you have people who have a Christian foundation, who believe that they're answerable to God, and not only in this world, but in the next one, they'll tend to be honest. And you can limit the power of government if you have moral people, but take away the moral foundation of a country, and of course you set yourself up for tyranny. And that's exactly why the wicked people on the Supreme Court are the people who, between 1941 and 1971, came from the Masonic Lodge, and they were sent there to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, because the purpose of Masonry has always been to destroy Christianity. And if you haven't read Ralph Epperson's wonderful work on Masonry, the plot against Christianity, you need to get it. He's read all of their books. That's exactly what they want. Now, the average Mason doesn't know that. The average Mason's a nice person. But there is an inner fraternity within Masonry that Manly P. Hall writes about in his book, the Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. And these people have a different agenda. And destroy the Christian foundation of America, you destroy America. With that as a background, Debbie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us a little bit about this article, because I read your article and I said, we've got to get Debbie on our program.
Well, you know, my columns, as you know, I write from a Christian perspective. Certainly not everyone appreciates that. You know, I get my share of criticism from people who, you know, claim that they're atheists and they think that Christians are ignorant and uneducated. They accuse us of, you know, not being logical, of ignoring science, and that we just instead rely on blind faith, just standing firm on the quote-unquote myths of the Bible. They claim there's no evidence whatsoever for God, and Christians would be better off if they just get their head out of the clouds, you know, get out of fantasy land and begin living in the real world. Maybe at that point they think we Christians would be some help in sorting out the problems of mankind. And that's what made me, you know, want to write this article, because we know that certainly nothing could be further from the truth in those statements. There is an effort in this country to destroy Christianity and destroy people's faith in the Bible. And what better way to do that than to get people to believe that there was no creator God, that we just all, you know, evolved from nothing.
Well, I think it takes a lot more faith to believe that we evolved from nothing or from the slime, or the life came from outer space, but then they don't know where the life in outer space came from. Talk about having their head in the clouds. If you don't believe in God, if you believe we all evolved from something below, where did life come from? They have no idea, and they don't want to ask. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Our guest this afternoon is Debbie O'Hara, and Debbie writes for newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, and I certainly recommend to all of our listeners that they go to onto the Internet and go to newswithviews.com every day. It's put out by one of our friends, Paul Walter, and he and Lorraine do a great job. They have almost, I think, 10 million hits a month. It's one of the most popular websites on the Internet, and Debbie O'Hara, our guest today, is one of the regular writers, and she wrote a recent article about Christianity. And Debbie, we have new listeners with us. They weren't with us the first few minutes, so why don't you go ahead and repeat what you were just saying about why you wrote this article about the fact that, really, if we don't have Christianity as the foundation for our society, then America as we know it will cease to exist.
Yes, well, you know, I was just saying how I write all my columns from a Christian perspective, and I get a lot of criticism from people who claim that they're atheists, that, you know, say Christians are not educated, they're ignorant, and just speak from a position of blind faith. They believe there's no evidence for God, and I think actually it takes far more faith to believe in evolution or to feel that there's actually no God. I mean, I certainly admit, as a Christian, that there are things that I accept by faith. I mean, everyone in the world accepts some things on faith, but it's by no means a blind faith. I mean, if you look at an atheist, he can't know that there isn't a God. It is by his faith that he believes that there is no God. And I like to point out to those who disbelieve in a creator God that our universe could have only come into being in one of two possible ways. It was either created by a designer or it made itself. And we look at the Bible, Genesis 1:1, that tells us in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And we can see this is true just by looking at the evidence. I mean, it's not blind faith. We see an orderly universe. We see very complex life forms. Of course, in what life form isn't complex? You know, back in Darwin's time where they didn't have the high-powered microscopes, you know, and things we have today. I mean, Darwin thought, you know, a cell was just something simple, you know, a piece of jelly. And we have a leading evolutionist, you know, Richard Dawkins, who said in his book, The Blind Watchmaker, that a single cell contains a digitally coded database larger than all 30 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica put together. You know, and we have trillions of cells in our body. So, you know, you think, how could this voluminous amount of information have created itself? You know, the only logical scientific conclusion we can come up with...
Hold that thought for just a moment. Well, as Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon, is Debbie O'Hara, and she's just talking about this concept of where did the universe come from? Where did life come from? The evolutionist says it evolved. Science has proven that. Well, most scientists believe in evolution because they have faith in evolution, because there's only two solutions, as Debbie points out. Either there is a God that created the heavens and the earth, or everything just happened by accident and by chance, and this marvelous world and human life and nature is all evolved simply by chance, and of course, the complexity of DNA, it's all simply by chance, and I think it takes a lot more faith to believe that than to believe that there is a creator, there is an intelligence design to everything that goes on today, and whether you look at mathematics, a perfect order in mathematics, look at the periodic table in chemistry, look at physics, look at music and the perfect way that music is organized, and the way that astronomy, and certainly you can look at the stars. Did this all happen by accident? The way that stars will tend to, you know, hold one another in relationship because of gravitational forces. I don't know how anybody cannot realize that there is a design. And if there is a design, there has to be a designer. And yet, of course, there is a conscious effort, as Debbie points out so well in her writings, to destroy our belief in a God and in a creator and in Christianity. And by so doing, of course, to destroy the very fabric and foundation upon which this great country was once built.
Well, I sure agree with that, Dr. Stan. I mean, we look around, all the evidence, it shows us order, information, intelligence, and that can only have come about by an intelligent designer. You know, we look at what atheists believe. All matter in the universe created itself. You know, they think everything evolved on its own. Many of them believe that an explosion caused all that to come about, you know, the Big Bang.
But, of course, how did the explosion create matter? Where did the matter come from if there was just an explosion? And most explosions I've seen don't create matter, they destroy matter.
Well, they sure do, you know, and so you think, where did the matter come from? Where did the energy come from? And that's true. Any explosion we've ever seen, you know, creates chaos, and it destroys something. It doesn't put it together. You know, I've never seen an explosion put an aircraft together or a car or anything, you know, a house. I mean, it tears them apart. But this is what, you know, the non-believers in God call, you know, logical. I mean, that's what they call science. I mean, I would call that blind faith. You know, no one was there at the beginning to see what happened. You know, so whether someone believes in the creation model or believes in the evolution model, they're both religious views, and they're both based on faith. So to call creation religious and call evolution logical and scientific just plain isn't true.
Well, that doesn't seem to bother the people on the other side, because they believe with all their vehemence, with all their heart, and with all their soul, that there is no God. And, of course, as they look around them and they see this marvelous creation that we have, they have to deny that, because to accept that would mean that the very essence of their being is wrong. And I can understand that, because at one time I had accepted these concepts of evolution. I think everybody who's ever gone to school has been brainwashed, or almost everybody who's been gone to school, at least into higher education. The higher you go, the dumber you get, and the more you accept these things that have no basis at all. In fact, when I went to college, we had the missing link that Darwin had been talking about. It was called the Piltdown Man. And for over 40 years, all these smart scientists all around the world taught about the Piltdown Man. Oh, this was the missing link. This was the missing link that we know, because we could definitely now prove that man evolved. The only trouble is, it was a fraud. A totally fraudulent thing, and that all the scientists accepted it. How could these bright people be so foolish and dumb, Debbie?
Well, I think some of them just don't know any better because that's what they were taught. Some of them know better, but they don't want to, you know, if they were to say that there is a creator God, it would mean that they would have to find out what the rules are, find out what God wants, and follow, you know, what he wants rather than following their own way. And also, I think, as we know, Dr. Stan, evolution is the foundation of the New World Order. There's, you know, no right and wrong without God. So whatever, whoever happens to be in power at the time is the arbiter of your rights. They're the ones that decide right or wrong, you know, who lives and dies and everything. So it's, you know, if people don't, you know, find out more what's going on and spread the word, we're heading into some scary times.
Well, I think we really are, because I believe, unfortunately, paganism really has replaced Christianity as a predominant religion. Now, a lot of people say that they're Christians. They believe in God, but they really don't understand the God of the Bible. They believe that maybe there's something there, but unfortunately, people will go from various steps. They'll go from being Christians to being atheists, and then, of course, there's the next step, and that takes you into a realization that there is a spirituality out there, but it's not the spirituality of the Bible. And this, of course, begins taking you into the occult and the esoteric, into this supernatural experience, looking, of course, to the supernatural or an experiential form of Christianity, not based upon the Bible, but how you feel about what's going on today. And, of course, meditating, and of course, then tapping into the other force that we talk about so often, because there is another force out there. There is another dimension, but you tap into that, of course, at the risk of your eternal soul. And this is a direct byproduct of our educational system, in my estimation. I believe education today is not to educate people, is to indoctrinate them, and certainly at every level of school is to destroy their belief in the Bible and in the validity of the Bible. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, absolutely, because our kids are only being taught, you know, Darwinian evolution at school and the Big Bang. They're, you know, most schools are not allowing any kind of discussion or any questions about even where evolution falls short. Kids are not allowed to bring that up. And you brought up a very good point, Dr. Stan, about many Christians have bought into this false philosophy of evolution. And I think that's where losing your faith begins, because if God doesn't mean what he says in Genesis, why would you believe what he says that, you know, Jesus came to save you and to die for your sins? In fact, if evolution is true, why would Jesus have even come? Because he came to save us from our sins, you know, save us from death, you know, give us eternal life. Well, if evolution is true, we had death for millions of years before man came. You know, so death brought man rather than man bringing death. And I don't think people oftentimes, you know, look at the whole picture. So if you start doubting the Bible in any area, I think chances of people completely falling away is what happens.
And I think we're seeing this increasingly today. You know, and for instance, we saw the People's Choice Awards on television, a motion picture. When you give the people a choice, they pick The Passion, Mel Gibson's rendition of The Passion, of the Christ. When, of course, he had the Golden Globe Awards, they didn't even mention The Passion, because everything was secular, and usually the sexier, why the better. And really, Kinsey, of course, was glorified. I mean, Kinsey, this great, great man who changed America, he did change America. What people don't understand is he was a homosexual, he was a pervert, he was a masochist, he worked closely with pedophiles, and his purpose was to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And the fact that he would be glorified, and of course Mel Gibson's magnificent video, would be totally ignored, I think reflects, of course, what's going on in our entertainment industry here in America today. And I was so pleased that the People's Choice Award certainly was, at least to some degree, impartial, where it should be very, very obvious that what's going on with the Golden Globe Awards had nothing to do with objectivity. It had everything, of course, to do with this anti-Christian agenda, which is what Hollywood's all about. In fact, we carry a video, it's called The Gods of Entertainment, that Carol Matriciana put out, where she interviews this man from Hollywood who says, the purpose of Hollywood is not to make money. It's to destroy Christianity. The purpose of Hollywood is not to make money. It's to destroy Christianity. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like, of course, to get that video. But if you'd like to talk to Debbie or tell us what you think about the subject, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, Debbie, do you think America as a country is losing its foundation, its spiritual foundation?
Pardon me?
Losing its spiritual foundation?
Yes, it is. And, you know, because along with losing our spiritual foundation, you know, we can see that we're in a moral free fall. You know, if there is no God, which, you know, kids are hearing, you know, for 35 hours or more a week in school, you know, an hour of Sunday school or whatever isn't going to take care of this, you know, brainwashing they get. You know, a lot of parents think that, you know, evolution is just, you know, this small part of science class, it's not a big deal, we can undo it when they get home. But it's not, it's a philosophy that underlies every single class they have, whether it's, you know, math or history. You know, even if the child's having problems and they go to the counselor's office, you know, the way that the child is counseled all comes from the evolution philosophy, not from, you know, the Christian philosophy. And our entire country was based on the fact that our rights come from God. We know right from wrong because, you know, of what the Bible tells us. And we've gone completely away from that. You know, we can see our, you know, our justice system is no longer just. You know, it used to be pretty much you could figure, hey, I'm on the right side. I don't have anything to worry about. But no more. You've got to worry. No matter what, you don't know what the judge is going to decide.
And it really is so interesting that many of our textbooks, when they discuss the Declaration of Independence, have simply removed the fact that our freedoms come from a creator, or we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by the creator with certain inalienable rights. And they simply remove that mention of the creator, or it becomes simply illegal to pass out the Declaration of Independence. Do you honestly believe that's what our founding fathers wanted, or do you believe that's what the people in the Supreme Court wanted when they moved to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? After all, we shouldn't tell kids that they shouldn't steal or kill, should we? They might actually obey them.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam and Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Debbie O'Hare. We're talking about the relationship between Christianity and our form of government, and certainly go back to what George Washington told us. And where when he was departing his office as president, he said this: "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. The mere politician, equally with the pious man, ought to respect and to cherish them. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in the exclusion of religious principles." And John Adams had said, "Statesmen may plan and speculate for liberty, but it is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. And our founding fathers understood that without a virtuous people, why, of course, we would go into chaos and eventually live under tyranny. And as we mentioned earlier, it was William Penn who said, those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. Well, the people who took God out of our prayer and out of our schools, and certainly took God, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, knew exactly what they were doing. They knew that with the next generation, they would be able to destroy the moral foundation of this society. And just look and see what's going on today. Watch television. Look at the message we're giving to our young people. Watch MTV. And listen, of course, to rock music. And listen to the words as it pushes sexuality. Listen to Jay Leno. I mean, the things he's saying today would have been gotten him thrown off the air a generation ago. And
well, if there's no God, Dr. Stan, why not?
Absolutely.
And that's what our kids are being taught. There's no God, so all this stuff is okay. And, you know, for anybody who's having trouble believing that there's an agenda behind teaching this evolution rather than teaching a creator God, only needs to go and look at the textbooks of what they're teaching the children and to realize that there's nothing in the textbooks that hasn't been disproved. And yet these people have nothing to replace these things with, and so they continue on with the lies. They have peppered moths in the textbook where, you know, they have the one white moth and one black moth that they've glued onto a tree to tell kids, you know, that this has something to do with evolution. And, the evolution of the horse, as you mentioned, Piltdown Man, Dr. Stan, I think probably one of the worst frauds that is still in some textbooks is... or the drawings by Ernst Haeckel, who I believe was a biology professor or something in Germany back in the late 1800s. And he made some drawings to show, and he knew at that time that it was a fraud, but he was a follower of Darwin and wanted to come up with some proof for this, you know, evolution theory. So he drew, you know, pictures of a human embryo and, you know, a dog and, you know, other animals to make them all look like they're the same.
All the embryos, whether it was a pig or whether it was a human or whether it was a fish, whether it was a mammal, they all looked the same at this certain stage of life. And it was a lie, and he knew it. And they were discredited 100 years ago, and those pictures are still in our textbooks today.
But what it does, and it showed, you know, that the human embryo has gill slits. And so, you know, this showing that it's still going through, you know, evolution in the womb. And so, you know, they need this because this is what they use as the backdrop for abortion. I mean, they want to, you know, there are people that want to lower the population of the world. Abortion is certainly one way, getting people to think that it's not human in there. But this was, you know, 125 years ago that his own university, you know, convicted him of fraud. And yet you'll still find these, you know, drawings in some textbooks today. And so you think, how can you not realize that there is an agenda behind this when there are known frauds like this still in the textbooks?
And, you know, the saddest thing is, Debbie, this is all built on a lie, and yet it persists, and it is being supported with our tax money.
Well, and that's the worst part of it, because people will say, well, you know, we have a right to believe in evolution. We have, you know, absolutely. I'm not going to tell someone they don't have a right to believe in something, but, you know, I have a right to not pay for their belief with my tax money.
Well, and you have a right not to pay to have that indoctrinated into children and to have the teachers lying to the children and the textbooks lying to the children and the counselors lying to the children. And there are good teachers out there, but they're trapped in a system not of their own making. And if they are Christians, well, they're in a difficult position because they're not even allowed to bring a Bible to school or to profess their own belief in Jesus Christ or in God. They'll lose their job if they were to mention that they believe that evolution is a lie or they believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. That is the end of your career as a Christian in many public schools today.
Well, yes, it is. And... it's amazing that there's so many Christians that will allow their children to be taught these things.
Hold that thought right there, Debbie.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable. At the regular sources, call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
And we'll be right back here in just a moment with our special guest. Well, this is Arthur Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Debbie O'Hara, and she is writes for newswithviews.com, and that's newswithviews.com, and you'll find fascinating articles there. But she was just writing about the influence of Christianity on our society, and without that Christian influence, why, there's no basis for a moral or free society. Well, if you agree or disagree with what Debbie's been saying or what I've been saying, give us a call at 1-800-5-1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we've got Ken calling in from Seal Beach. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'd like to say, first of all, that I am a retired mathematician, so I think I can go weigh in on this. I've studied evolution, and I've come to the conclusion that evolution is a fraud. There's no way that we descended from any lower life form. Not only that, the other day I did a mathematical calculation. We have 6.2 billion people on the earth. 2,000 years ago when Jesus lived, we had 250 million. That's been established. Now, that's basically about 4% of the population of today. Now, if you go back to about 6,000 years, you find out that that's basically when mankind began. And I was astounded when I came up with this calculation. But I did it about 10 times, and there's no question about it, that we don't go back more than about 6,000 years. And
it's not a coincidence. When here the Bible, if you go by the dates there, that the world's about 6,000 years old.
Absolutely. I did a calculation based upon what the evolutionists say, that we started about 4 million years ago. We would have 4.1 trillion people today. 4.1 trillion, if that were a fact. So,
wow.
The fact of the matter is that even scientifically, evolution's a fraud. That's all there is to it.
Well, I appreciate so much your calling, and I certainly agree. But, you know, at one time, I used to believe in it. That's the most incredible thing. I used to argue on the other side until people began pointing out these things to me, and you begin sitting down, you begin thinking about it, and you suddenly realize that all this work, all these things you learned in school, you know, to pass your examinations, really weren't true. And you suddenly then begin to realize, of course, that so much of what you learned in your medical school and in your science classes and even in my history classes was all a fraud. Well, maybe the professors really didn't understand what they were doing, but somebody understood because, as Debbie said so well, there are only two possibilities. Either everything happens simply by accident and everything is simply a mistake, or maybe it sort of evolved that way, but all this perfect design and even the mathematics, which is perfectly ordered, that all just happened by accident, or there is a God that created this whole world of order, because it is a world of order, and I don't think you have any other options.
I agree completely.
Hey, God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
And I get a number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we have Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Sam. First, let me say, for your guests and the listeners, I do agree with all your positions and everything you said. And I have to say that because of what I want to bring up is another angle to this whole discussion. Excuse me. For example, if you go to the Maharishi's website, you will find that they have an absolute disdain for Darwinian evolution. What they say is the whole universe came into existence by way of the universal mind.
Right.
That I believe is something that the Christian community has to address and be prepared to answer. Now, I wonder if your guest has ever encountered this.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Debbie?
No, I really don't.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I really don't have too much to say about that. They just think that it's all in our mind, that it's not really, things aren't really there? Or?
Well, that actually, all is an illusion according to the Hindu system, and really, I group the Hindu-Buddhist systems together and call them the Hindu-Buddhist system, although there are certainly some differences between them. But yes, well, it all would be an illusion, all of the physical universe, in that initially it was all created by the universal mind, which we were all at one time a part of, and still are a part of, except for the problem is that we don't realize it, so we have to self-realize or self-actualize and find our way through reincarnation back to our position as part of the universal mind and thereby reach nirvana. meanwhile, all of this physical universe is truly a figment of our imagination, or Maya, as they call it, M-A-Y-A, the illusion of the universe. Each part of the universe that we see in front of us in their system becomes a creation of our own mind, since the whole thing was a creation of the universal mind to begin with.
Well, I'm glad that we did have a lot of Christians, though, who come up through history. If we had people that really believed this was all an illusion, you know, we never would have had hospitals. We never would have had all these magnificent discoveries in, you know, science and in biology, you know, to help make people well, because they don't believe there's anything there to begin with. And you do look through history. It has been Christians. Largely Christians that have made the world a far better place with the discoveries, because they do believe in the physical world and that we're really here.
And I think, of course, Mike, what you see, the end result of this philosophy that you're expressing is what you see in India, where, you know, they go around every morning and they pick up all the dead bodies of the lower caste and the beggars, and nobody's concerned. They can't kill a cow because, of course, they're holy. They may be your aunt who's been reincarnated. And there's no real compassion or concern for humanity built into this system, because everything is an illusion, and of course everything is the karma, and it's a totally failed philosophy. And the only reason, of course, that India is even beginning to come out of the Dark Ages now is because of rejecting some of these crazy ideas.
Well, taking a step further, and this gets into the case that they have against us as Christians, since all is an illusion and a creation of what we believe or our mind or whatever, Satan, we become the creators of Satan, for example. Satan doesn't really exist outside of the Christian or biblical paradigm. And so, apparently, since we believe in the existence of Satan, we must be the creators of Satan, and we become part of the problem and must be reincarnated in order to escape that problem of believing that way. And so it gets to be a little bit like Hitler and his attitude towards the Jews, that they should be exterminated like little butterflies so they can be reincarnated in a better life. And I believe that where we're headed is that will be the same thing that's done to us, since we are creating the problem of the existence of Satan.
Well, I think that's a very, very poor attitude, actually. Of course,
yeah.
This whole idea of the Nazi ideas came out really of the same mystical experience. They were actually, during the Second World War and before that, the Nazis were sending over expeditions into the Himalayas, into the Buddhist areas, looking for the original Aryan man, and they really embraced many of these occult philosophies, which was the very foundation of the Nazi movement. So, anyway, thanks very much for calling, Mike. But, of course, there are so many side issues. One thing is, I'm not going to go to the Maharaji's website, are you?
Yeah, and some of those, I mean, are very hard to deal with. People who say, well, we're just not really here, we're just imagining everything, is just very hard. So those, I don't know. But, I do believe that the Bible, I don't think there's any question that the Bible is the truth. I mean, people who claim the biblical God doesn't exist, I'm thinking, how do they explain, you know, passages that we have in the Bible that gave us insights into the physical world, centuries before a scientist discovered them? We have in Jonah chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, where it talks about mountains on the ocean floor, a discovery that scientists just made this past century. Christians have always known that the earth was round. Isaiah 40:22 talks about the circle of the earth. Job 26:7 says God hangs the earth on nothing. You know, how many religious books tell us, you know, the earth's on the back of a turtle or an elephant or held up by Atlas? And Hebrews 11:3 states the worlds were framed by the word of God, and that things that were seen, or the things that are seen, were not made of things that are visible. Now, that's only been a recent discovery, that scientists have found the universe is made up of subatomic particles that we can't see. I mean, the Bible contains, you know, no scientific errors. It was written thousands of years ago. And it talks about, you know, dinosaurs, you know, things. That's a pretty, you know, relatively recent discovery for man, too. Dinosaurs, ocean currents, the hydrologic cycle. How can this be explained unless this was the creator of the universe that passed this information down to us through his holy word?
Well, I think the thing that, of course, makes me believe so much is the prophecies. And you can see the older prophecies, and, of course, they have eventually come true. And, of course, the prophecies that for the future, I think we're seeing them unfolding today. Who could have imagined 2,000 years ago, when John was living on the island of Patmos, there would come a day when we could have a cashless society? I mean, these ideas were totally unthought of. Who could have imagined 2,000 years ago that every one of us would have to have a number and an identification card, as they're talking about today? I mean, who could have imagined, 2,000 years ago, or certainly 1,900 years ago, after the temple had been destroyed and Jerusalem had been destroyed, that the Jews would one day return to the Holy Land? The prophecies, I believe, are coming true in our time, in the days in which we live, which is what makes, of course, what's happening really so exciting. If you understand Christianity, and if you don't understand Christianity, why, life is hopeless. There is no hope at all. In fact, we would be living lives of quiet desperation, with the only thing to look forward to the ultimate destruction of our societies, we've known it, and the destruction of all good times. But knowing a personal relationship with God and knowing that the Bible is true, why, we have a promise. We have a promise that the people who go to Maharaji's website do not have, and the people who worship, of course, these other gods do not have, or the people who are Buddhists or who Hindus or who worship Allah, they have no hope at all.
No, they sure don't. I want to mention another, really great evidence that was discovered in the 20th century by scientists, and that is that the world is finite, and that space, time, and matter had a beginning, like the Bible stated thousands of years ago. And, you know, see, you look at which holy book, there's only one that I know of where the there's a God that declares that he's outside time and space, which he would have to be. And, you know, that's the God of the Holy Bible. We look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, where we're told that how we were saved by grace through Christ before time began. I mean, I think that's an incredible discovery for them, you know, to find out that, that truly time and space had a beginning. So I just think people really need to search and understand that there is an agenda, you know, behind teaching our kids that there is no creator God. Like you said, Dr. Stan, our founding documents state that our rights come from a creator, and there are people who, you know, evil people, there has been since, you know, sin began, that have wanted to control people, that have wanted to control everyone in the world, that want us to believe our rights come from government and not from God. And there is an agenda to get rid of God.
I like to say there's a conspiracy against God, because it talks about the conspiracy against God in the Bible in Jeremiah 11:9 and 9:11, and then of course 11:9, and then Ezekiel 22:25, and in the second Psalm, there's always been a conspiracy against God ever since the beginning of time, but it's really coming to a climax in the time in which we live. Never before has there been anything as well organized in America as there is today to destroy our Christian belief. And it isn't simply a few, you know, atheists like this fellow who wants to take the prayer out of the inauguration. How can it be that the president can put his hand on a Bible and we can have prayers for the inauguration, but our children can't pray in school? How could it be that the Supreme Court opens every day when the choir comes in and says, God save the United States and this honorable court, and that's how they open the Supreme Court, but our kids can't mention God in school? How could it be that the Congress and the Senate opens every session with a prayer, but we can't have a prayer in school? Why? Very simply, because they're targeting our children. That's what it's all about. Why won't anybody say that? Because they realize that they can destroy their faith. Then a generation from today, now, there will be no one who still believes in God.
Well, and it's just the God of the Bible, because notice in school that, you know, kids can be taught to pray to Allah and spend 3 years learning all they can about Islam. But boy, they sure couldn't do anything like that, you know, learning about Jesus or learning about the God of the Bible. So it really is just against Christianity. It seems any other faith out there is just fine.
I think that's a very, very good point. I think that people have to understand that the conspiracy is against the Christian God and the God of the Bible, not against Allah. Because you can bring the Quran into school and the kids can read the Quran. That's perfectly all right. You can, you know, bring the various holy books of the Buddhist or the Hindu faith into school, but not simply the God of the Bible, either the Christian or the Jewish God. That, of course, is outlawed in our society, and it is being done very intentionally, because it was the Holy Scriptures that first of all came from the Old Testament, which is the Jewish holy book, and then the New Testament, which is the Christian holy book. That was the foundation upon which this country rested, and we had the Ten Commandments, and they were posted all across the country, and they laid out a moral foundation for a moral society. And you take away the moral foundation for a moral society, and you'd be surprised when we end up with an immoral society? We've got about 2 minutes, Debbie. Why don't you finish up the program for us?
Well, I guess what I would really hope to reach people with out there today is to realize how important, you know, a lot of Christians don't think that the creation evolution debate is important, but, you know, the credibility of Jesus is at stake. You know, it's... because if evolution is true and we've had, you know, millions of dead things before man came into the world, there was no reason for him to come and die on the cross. People really need to understand that this is either the Word of God or it's not. If there are falsities in there, if he's a deceiver, I mean, it's very clear that the Bible tells us that the world was made in 6 days. And it's not just in Genesis. We can look at Exodus 20:11 very clearly. You know, God said the world was made in 6 days. And there's no reason not to believe that. You know, if we start doubting the Bible, you know, anywhere, I think we're in trouble. It's very important. And it's not that we have all the answers. I mean, there are mysteries and maybe things we don't fully understand, but there's no contradictions, and I don't believe there's any deception in the Bible. We need to take it as His Word.
I agree with you totally, and hopefully some of our listeners there, if they have been sold this idea of evolution or guided evolution, I remember when I used to push that, you know, until suddenly you had to realize, of course, either the Bible is right or it's not. There are only two options. You don't have any intermediate position to be in. Debbie O'Hara, thank you so much for being with us.
All right, thank you, Dr.
And, of
Stan.
Course, people can read what Debbie writes on newsreviews.com. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that we do actually have a real good series of information on the assassination of President Kennedy. We actually have the JFK assassination first series of tapes, and of course it includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Yes, an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald, an interview with Dr. Crenshaw, who was the doctor in the emergency room at Parkland Hospital when they brought President Kennedy and John Connally, and even when they brought Lee Harvey Oswald into the Parkland Hospital. So the information is all there. And, of course, then you'll hear a 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who is immortalized in that wonderful film by Oliver Stone on JFK. And although I don't necessarily always like Oliver Stone and what he pushes, I think it was right on in his movie on the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. It was coup d'etat, and of course it was carried out with the full cooperation of the military, the full cooperation of the CIA and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and involved people like Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson. Now, how can we say that? Well, you have to hear the second set of tapes we have, where I do my interview with Madeline Duncan Brown, who was Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and she tells about the meeting that was held the night before and who attended that meeting. And of course, this is where, of course, they decided that if they're going to go ahead with this, everything was in place, and they just needed the leaders, J. Edgar Hoover, people from the CIA, people from the military, to concur in what was about to occur. Fascinating interviews, part two of JFK update tapes, and then, of course, we carry the book. Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. That's Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. You will certainly want to get this information, all of it, by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day, 5 hours a day on radio, 5 hours a day on the Internet, 5 hours a day by satellite, 4 hours a day on shortwave. And believe me, it's an expensive proposition when those bills come in every month, but we're getting more and more people all across America to begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of mankind and the survival of America. And if you believe in what we're doing and you'd like to become part of our team, or at least help us become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, well, our December newsletter is out. It's on fluoride as well. You can either get the November newsletter, or you can get the December newsletter, which contains the testimony of Dr. William Hersey, who is, of course, Vice President of the Union of EPA Scientists, the Environmental Protection Agency scientists, who've been trying desperately to let the American people know they're being poisoned. They're being intentionally poisoned with the hydrofluosilicic acid that they're putting into our water across America, about 25-30% fluoride, and the rest lead and arsenic and cadmium and polonium-20, which is a radioactive substance that breaks down into lead, and there's no safe level of lead. Why are they doing this? Why to poison our children? They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. The magazine, Fluoride Magazine, which of course has been published since the early 1960s or before, is not allowed on PubMed. Why? Because they don't want the information out. People have tried to speak out. People like Phyllis Mullinex, who you'll hear in our four-tape set, or Dr. Marcus, who was the senior EPA scientist for drinking water, or Dr. Hardy Lineback, who's a professor up at the University of Toronto. They've all been threatened, and, of course, terrible actions have been taken to silence them. Phyllis Mullinex lost her job, as did Dr. Marcus, for daring to speak out and trying to tell the truth, and there are an awful lot of people who've been afraid to tell the truth because they didn't want to lose their jobs. Now, if there's nothing to conceal, why is the other side threatening people and destroying their careers when they try to tell the American people that they've been poisoned? Well, you need to get our November newsletter. It's up on the net at RadioLiberty.com. We'll send you a free copy of that, or we'll send you a free copy of the December newsletter, Dr. Hersey's testimony. We'll tell you a great deal of what I've just told you. And this was a testimony before a Senate committee in 1922, totally blacked out because of the degree of control over the media. And, of course, you can actually get that testimony off the Internet. You can get it by our December newsletter by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. It will be posted on the Internet probably in another week. That's the December newsletter with Dr. Hersey's testimony. And then, of course, we hope many of you want to get our four-tape set on fluoride, or our four-tape set on mercury that they're using to poison our children, or the four-tape set on aspartame that they're being used to poison our children. We hope that many of you, of course, will want to maybe even get a big Berkey water filter so you can filter the water out. And we do carry the Berkey filters, the Berkey Light, the big Berkey products. And you can go to our website of RadioLiberty.com and see them, or you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have a new tape set on genetically modified food. And ladies and gentlemen, the genetically modified foods have not been proven to be scientifically safe. And there is a great deal of evidence that certain of these products are very dangerous, producing allergies, and some of them producing cancers and infertility. This is covered in a book we carry called GMOs, Beware the Coming Food Armageddon. And, of course, we carried Seeds of Deception, but we have the four-tape set. You may want to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, that covers many of these subjects. And then, of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.